necessarily those of the host or this station.
41 degrees, it is 9:48 on KWON, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart as we talk every Friday morning at this time about Bruin Athletics. And Coach Bart, right now you guys in the midst of the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational, Bartlesville with a win in game number one yesterday evening.
Yeah, what a, it was kind of a short night last night, 4-7. We got to do it all again today. Excited to get it started. It's always a fun time. It is a lot of work. Goes into a lot of hours. A lot of volunteers. But it's fun to host and to welcome these schools and coaches and the communities into our town. And it got off to a great start last night.
And the Bartlesville beat Del City. Ardmore topped Enid. Also had Carl Albert beat Stillwater. And then Southmore beat Bixby. So it's Southmore and Carl Albert in the second winner's bracket game this evening.
No, Evan. Bixby beat Southmore.
Oh, yeah. No, Bixby beat Southmore. You're right. Sorry. That's what I get for trying to ad-lib the darn thing. So Bixby did beat Southmore. So it's Bixby and Carl Albert in the 8:30 game, the nightcap tonight. Bartlesville and Ardmore at 7:30. And then the consolation bracket teams are Enid, Stillwater, and Southmore and Del City. Each team guaranteed three games, and you'll play starting at 4 all the way until 8:30 this evening when the last game will start, and then things get moved up a little bit on Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah, we tried to on Saturday. You know, some of you know, we're driving some teams to as far as Ardmore, so we like to be able to start a little earlier, get them on the road, and then get home before it's too late. So started that some years ago and worked out just fine for the coaches. But excited, expect a big crowd tonight. You know, Thursday night sometimes early in the season is not a normal night. It's outside of the norm a little bit. And so the crowd, hopefully we'll pick up the crowd. But I really like to see just a typical basketball fan come out earlier and see some good games, some exciting basketball. It's always fun. I think tonight should be maybe a little better game than just the terms of closer. Sometimes that first round, you don't really know how they're going to match up. But second round should be a little better games. And come on out and get you some popcorn and a hot dog and watch some high school basketball.
And, of course, we know about Bartlesville. Bruins now back to 500 on the year. They've won four of their last five entering tonight's game. And we can talk about the Bruins a little bit here in a second. But before we get to them, very impressed by a couple of the 5A clubs that are both in the winner's bracket today. Both Carl Albert and Ardmore got a chance to see them yesterday, and both tremendously talented and obviously going to take it right after the 6A clubs in the tournament as well.
Yeah, they're probably, you know, traditionally these two schools have always been state tournament qualified, and they're probably going to be the number one and two teams from the west side in 5A, and I think Carl Albert's either one or two ranked in 5A. So very strong, very good talent, outstanding talent, and that, you know, if you threw all the 5A and 6A schools together, there's no telling who would win state. 6A, just because you got 6A by your name doesn't mean you dominate every year. So I was really impressed with Carl Albert in their guard play last night.
And then Ardmore, they've got Marvin Johnson, who's just a junior. He was in foul trouble last night, but he's averaging like 26-14 on the year. And that'll be an interesting matchup to see how the Bruins handle him this evening.
Yeah, well, outstanding player. Like you said, he fought foul trouble. I mean, he's a young man that is, you know, getting interest from Tulsa, Oral Roberts, TCU, Creighton. So, I mean, these are the type of people that are recruiting him as a junior and found him. So, shows you the talent he is. And didn't get to play much last night, actually, but he still scored his points and contributed. And very, very good high school basketball player with a bright future.
Explain, I think we went over this a little last week, but it's worth going over again. Behind the scenes, obviously, if you're interested in basketball, it is a great event to go to. Games run from 4 until 8:30 is when the final one starts this evening, and should be a lot of really high quality, best in the state type of basketball going on this evening, especially in that winner's bracket at Bruin Fieldhouse. But the behind the scenes for you all, what are you doing for the coaches and players and participating schools that are coming from around the state to Bartlesville this weekend?
Well, you know, when it started the tournament, I wanted to do something that made it easier on the head coach, that when we used to go to a tournament all those years, I would try to figure out what was my biggest concerns or hurdles. And it was always like, you know, what we're going to do, laundry, what we're going to feed the team. So we do that for them. So both teams, after their game's over, go in the hospitality room and they sit down and have a meal together. It gives them opportunity to interact some. But then our managers will pick up their uniforms and they'll do their laundry right then, have it ready for them. The next day, we help pay for some of their hotel rooms through ConocoPhillips, helps participate in that. You know, Amy Rood and the kind of the new hire group at ConocoPhillips helps in our hospitality room, and they all show up. All the new hires are there working, and the parents help feed the kids after the game, serve them, and so just little things like that. Today they all get to go to the ConocoPhillips cafeteria and eat lunch. So there's a lot of little things like that that because of Arvest Bank and ConocoPhillips and the Booster Club and parents, this makes it a very special tournament.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart here on Bruin Buzz each Friday morning on K1. Five more minutes or so until the top of the hour, 41 degrees. As far as Bartlesville is concerned, Bruins got a 66-42 win over Del City last night. 4-4 record doesn't look tremendous, but they've won four of their last five, so nice to see the club trending up going into a tough game tonight against Ardmore.
Yeah, you know, I would mention that, you know, they did that without A.J. Parker, who's gone away on a football recruiting visit. And I thought last night, I thought Barron was really good. And there was times where I thought it's probably the best he's looked as a high school player. He did some things that were really good. So it was a good win. We'll have a handful tonight with Ardmore. And, you know, it's kind of two different styles, and we'll see if we can handle our pressure and who's going to step up defensively and kind of take AJ's spot. But I think we'll know more about our team, believe it or not, after tonight than maybe we know, because it's probably the best team we've played thus far. So we're going to kind of see where we're at.
I think I agree with you there, and even though they did not have Marvin Johnson, their star player for Ardmore, if you missed that earlier, guy that's averaging nearly 26 points per game and 14 boards per game, they looked really good, Ardmore did, when they were forcing turnovers when they played Enid last night with their full-court pressure. But once the Plainsmen kind of figured out that full-court press, they were able to cut what was almost a 20-point lead all the way down to 6 in the final few minutes, and then Johnson came back in with 4 fouls and kind of put the thing away at the line. But still, obviously, not a perfect team in Ardmore. They've got their faults as well. In fact, Enid beat their press for some easy buckets a handful of times as well.
Yeah, I mean, in business with Coach Wilson, that's been kind of their problem. They have two bad losses on their schedule. That was to Durant and to McAllister. Both times they gave up like 80 and 77 points. So his biggest concern with his team, and they're young, like we said earlier, they're playing a lot of sophomores and juniors, is they kind of fall asleep defensively at times and just kind of quit guarding. And sometimes they get used to playing in their zone and they don't guard. And when they do, anybody can beat them. So that's what we're going to take advantage of when they get to that point. And try to handle that pressure and try to move the ball and see if we can take care of the ball.
Bartlesville and Ardmore tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off right here on K1. We'll have that game for you at AM 1400, FM 93.3, also online at bartlesvilleradio.com and on our Bartlesville Radio app. And then we'll have tomorrow's Bruins game for you, win or lose, depending on what happens against Ardmore tonight. Very quickly, we have about a minute left. I know the swimming team is off to a very good start. I got a chance to finally talk with Coach Engelhardt a couple days ago. Both the team's top two teams in the state, they both compete for a state title most likely coming up next month, and they have the Frontier Conference meet on Tuesday of next week, and then a few more meets, I think three more after that or two more after that before we get into postseason play in early February.
Yeah, but we kind of talked about my girls team. They got a big win yesterday over Enid at the Skytook tournament, and they play today at 4 o'clock, and they're going to tell you they're going to have hands full today. I believe Santa Fe, Edmund Santa Fe is the number one team in the state, and they're going to take them on today at 4 o'clock. So yesterday I was able to go down yesterday at 10 o'clock and watch them play. And offensively, we were really good, scoring 26 points in the first quarter alone. So I like how our young team is maturing at this stage of the season and look for them to continue to just improve as the year goes on.
Yeah, Lady Bruins 5-3 now, 63-38 win over Enid yesterday. Edmund Santa Fe at 4 o'clock today, as Coach Bart mentioned. Bartlesville boys against Ardmore tonight at 7 o'clock on K1 right here. And, of course, it's at a Bruin Fieldhouse here in town. Coach Bart, appreciate it. We'll speak with you next week.
Thanks, Adam. See you tonight.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Labor Secretary Thomas Perez.
This is the strongest two-year stretch of job creation since the late 90s. And it's not only the quantity of jobs that are noteworthy, but the quality of jobs.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.